Hello, world. You're listening to the Cash All Podcast. Technology integrates with every aspect of our lives: computing, entertainment, gaming, education, and much more. Here to discuss all of it is your host, Brandon Peterson. What happened to the Madden magic? Madden Football, the video game. The cover is graced with the late legendary John Madden for the first time since Madden 2000. Back in the day, people would go through any means necessary to score an early release. IGN and Operation Sports discussion boards would have a few hoax posts, but there'd be some posts with screenshots of early gameplay. Those gracious, lucky people would let the rest of us know what our favorite players were rated. Most of our time, we would be waiting in line at the stores at midnight, like outside Walmart or GameStop, sometimes playing in a tournament in the parking lot, and the winner would score a free release of the game, until finally the game was at the official buying time right at midnight. You'd then have to go back home, open the package, open up the DVD case, trying to get past that defense of combination of stickers and plastic wrapped around it. The struggle was real. You then probably pulled an all-nighter trying to get through at least year one of a franchise with yourself and some buddies. This year, I feel like the hype isn't there. John Madden wanted the game to be cutting edge, realistic simulation. That's why I put his name on it. That's why he was involved with it so much, especially at the early stages. When it first arrived on the scene, it was. Each new edition even had huge improvements. Then as technology improved, we got new consoles. Games were released with scaled back features due to new graphics or physics engines. And features would slowly be added, but touted as new innovations of the game instead of just re-released and recycled features that they had on previous generations. I don't think Coach Madden would approve. EA would argue that there isn't enough time in less than a year of a development cycle to make huge improvements and innovations. But I would reply with, whose fault is that? Why does Madden have to be released every year? What if it was released every 2, 3, or heaven forbid, 5 years? Updated patches for the rosters yearly, updated uniforms yearly. Schedule changes could come out as a patch, maybe even as a lesser charge DLC. I'm guessing EA is not interested in this when they can charge a full price for a new game each year, make people buy the virtual cards in their My Madden teams, all that. It's greediness, it's selfish, and really it's a mentality that is showing up all too often in an unsurprising way in professional and now even at the college football levels. Another reason is the digital edition of the game. People don't want to get up, wait in line at a store at midnight, even if they had the opportunity to. Most stores haven't done this midnight release since before COVID. You can instead prepay for the game online on Xbox Live or on your PlayStation Store, wherever you're going to purchase it. You can even have it pre-downloaded, and then it's activated for you right at the start of that playing time when it's allowed. There's a little countdown in there for it even. Finally, the lack of hype, and this also goes back to the lack of innovations, is the fact that there's no competition. EA made a deal with the devil for exclusive rights to the NFL for console games. 20 years ago, there were multiple games to choose from at this time of year. NFL Game Day 2003 for the PlayStation 2. NFL Fever 2003 was available on the Xbox. Sega Sports NFL 2K3 was out for the PS2, for the Xbox, for the GameCube, and competed directly with Madden 2003. In the golden age of football video games, you were excited to see what your particular favorite brand would offer. You could kind of compare all the flavors of the football video games. If there was a game-changing feature, and you darn well knew that the other companies would incorporate that and improve their games with it the following year. Today we have Madden 23. We have that to look forward to. I haven't purchased a copy for the past few years, and I don't know if I will again this year. I would love more than anything for EA to one day find a way to recapture that magic and light a fire that makes me want to count down the seconds for the next release date. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review if you like what you heard. For other content, you can follow me on Twitter @CodePeterson.